couple of segments ago. We talked about Jason Garrett at the NFL Combine in Indy. He spoke to the media yesterday, and he spoke mainly in generalities, so we thought we would get him on the show this morning to see if he would give us more specifics about his relationship with Tony Romo, where the Cowboys quarterback position may be headed, and such. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline from Indy is the Cowboys head coach, Jason Garrett. Good morning.
Good to be on with you guys. Good to be on.
Good to have you on. How's everything going at the Combine?
It's going well. It's going very well. We got a lot of things going well.
Okay.
Is that Jubb that laughed?
Well, yeah, I laughed a little bit.
Jubb, getting it done.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
Yeah, I'm up here at the Combine, or as Jerry would say, the Columbine, but it's the Combine.
Yeah, right.
The Combine, scouting football players who want to play football plays for the football teams and the national football.
We know the sport. Yeah, not necessary to repeat it that often.
Yeah, I'm looking for football players who want to execute plays and win football games in the right way. And that's important. It's important to win the right way. Important.
Okay, we get it. Well, we heard you kind of talking about Tony Romo. You didn't say anything specific, but I guess you're getting ready for life without Tony Romo.
Tony and I don't have words.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we don't exchange words, but that's okay. Look, that's okay. Just because you're friends with someone now, that doesn't mean you have to be friends with someone for the rest of your life. Things change. The only constant in life is change. We know that. Change is the only constant in life. And sometimes you grow apart. You know, sometimes you have different outlooks on life, or sometimes people get families, sometimes people move away, sometimes people get injured and they're no longer your starting quarterback. Many things come between friends. Not unusual.
Yeah, I guess it does happen. People grow apart.
Well, Fed, do you expect...
I've been trying to get Dak to go to basketball games with me. Trying to get him to go, but he won't go. He's too professional.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me long for the days when I had a carefree quarterback who all he wanted to do was go to basketball games and hang out with the whitest people he knew.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea for a quarterback and a head coach to do that sort of thing.
By the way, saw that tape that Tony put out of his kids playing football in a football environment in the backyard.
Right, yeah.
I liked what I saw in that throw.
Okay.
And the kid.
Yeah.
Looks like the kid has the Romo accuracy, but is much younger than Tony.
Yeah,
so
right.
Next year we may have a Romo on the roster. It'll just be not Tony. It'll be Chainsaw Romo or whatever that kid's name is.
I don't think it's Chainsaw.
He's real young for the NFL, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'd have to develop him.
Uh-huh.
He'd have some clipboard time to get used to the NFL. The speed of the game is a lot different in the NFL than it is in the backyard.
That's true.
And I thought it was interesting that other little Romo only lasted one play.
Mm-hmm.
Only lasted one play. That's about how long Tony lasted for us this year.
Yeah, well, now listen, you can't just crack a cheap joke like that.
Did you see the video, sir? Did you see it?
I saw it.
The video I'm talking about is where Falcon Romo threw it to Axel Romo in the backyard.
I don't think those are their names.
We didn't see that.
That was a good piece of film that we needed to evaluate. We needed to look at that tape.
No, you don't have to evaluate it. It's just a cute little video is all it is.
By the way, how appropriate was it that I was on with you today?
Mm-hmm.
Why today?
After your conversation that I just heard, how appropriate is it? Because I'm probably the most high-profile puppet currently in the DF dub.
We did have puppet
talk.
Yeah.
All right, so Jason Garrett follows up puppet talk.